Okay, this is the second part.
In kısmak dubbe monitoreye çarşambak
ne? We go back to First Peter.
Ay geldim abi.
And read verse 8.
Yahut şöyle okuyayım. اصلا یه لغزنده صفحه مصادر میرا که اصالت کلام نکرده لغزش میخورن که برای همین معین شده
yeah. So Jesus is a stone of stumbling
عیسی مسیح اون سنگ لغزش دهنده
and a rock of offense
و صفحه مصادر
and a stumble at the worst
لغزش خوردن
now preachers today a lot of them hold back of preaching the word
و حتی معزین امریک هم از کلام واقعی موعظه کردن جلوگیری میکنن.
Yeah, they are afraid that somebody gets offended.
ممکنه که دستشون ناراحت شه.
If they say something that doesn't jive with cultural acceptable standards.
که فرهنگ اون زمان قبول نکنه.
Yeah, but Jesus says the Bible is a rock of offense. His word is a rock of offense.
عیسی مسیح میگه که کلام من سنگهای خواهد بود که خیلی ها میرفتن.
Yeah, guess what? If I preach that there are different roles in marriage, and that the husband is the boss,
yeah,
according to the word of God, people get offended. Yeah, if I preach that the role of woman is not to go out and seek some business career,
yeah,
but to be makers of the home,
have children,
and raise them to be in God's generation. People get offended. Yeah, if I preach on modest clothing,
yeah,
covering your nakedness,
yeah,
which means from your knee till your loins, people get offended. If I preach that the Bible teaches that you need to spank your kids, that you need to correct them, yeah, the Bible says do not spare the rod.
He has
spared the rod, hates his son, the Bible
says.
People get offended. If I preach the homos and their filthy lifestyle. Yeah, giving God's opinion from his word. Yeah, and God told them eating dogs. People are offended. Yeah, if I preach that all these other religions are false, people get offended. How can you say they're all wrong? Because the Bible says,
yeah,
there is only one name given under heaven by which you must be saved. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light, and no one comes to the Father but through me. There is only one way. And people get offended. If I call atheists fools,
اگر بگم اونی که بی خدا از احمقه
as God clearly marked them we saw the Sunday people get offended and should we need not be in the business of casting down everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God
و نباید ما جز به کسایی باشیم که در مورد هر چیزی که ضد خدا حرف میزنه رو موعظه کنیم و اونها رو نابود کنیم
if I preach to the physical people
all the
land, in the land of Israel, yeah, are not the people of God, as the Bible clearly tells us, people get offended. Jesus was called the word,
yeah,
is a rock of offense. Yeah. His word, the Bible, is a rock of offense. Yeah, to them that are disobedient, who do not obey, the gospel. Yeah, by the least one of what Jesus does. Yeah, what's his life? Yeah. And we should crave for that word. Not be offended of the word, but crave of the word like babies cry for a
milk.
Want no more, only to learn more.
Yeah.
And as a result, grow. Go to 1 Peter, verses 9 or 10.
اما چون شما نجاتی برگزیده کشیشانی شاهانه و امت مقدس و قوم خاص خدا هستید تا فضایل او را که شما را از ظلمت به نور را شگفت به خود خوانده است اعلام نمایید که سابقا قومی نبودید و الان قوم خدا هستید آن وقت و زحمت محروم اما اکنون رحمت کرده شده اید.
So in the Old Testament, yeah, in Deuteronomy, chapter 14, verse 2, it uses the exact same term to refer to His people. Yeah, it says, for thou art a holy people, and the Lord thy God. And the Lord has chosen thee.
You have
to be a peculiar people in themselves. Above all the nations that are
in the earth.
Yeah, so let's kick that horse again. So you people of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, you elders of those churches, you are God's people today. And you were not the people in the past. But today you are the people of God. And He is addressing Gentiles. He's not addressing. And he calls them the people of God. He cannot be referring to physical Jews or a nation of Israel because they were a people in the past. God had called them a people in the past. And here it says they were not the people that are now the people of God. Yep. This is spoken to a group of people that were not the people that are people now. Christians. Believers on Jesus Christ. You think the horse is really dead? I think so.
دیگه اون عصد اعتقاد این که یهودی ها قومه برترن مرد دیگه قبول داریم آیه 11 ای محبوبان استدا دارم که چون غریبان و بیگانگان از شهبات اسلامی که با نفس در نزا هستن اجتناب نمایید.
Yep, we are strangers, we are pilgrims on this earth.
ما غریب و بیگانه بودیم.
Yeah, last week we had your sojourners.
قبلن شنیدیم که
we are not of this world,
but
we're living in this world. And I don't believe we should be gathering together and go to some compound and just live happily after there. Doing our own thing, fencing ourselves off from the rest of the world. No, we are to live in the world, we are to live in society. Why? Because we are to bear fruit. We are to show the world that God's ways are good, acceptable, and perfect. We are to point people to God. Why was the kingdom taken away from Israel? Now, go to Matthew 21:23. Therefore say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof.
از این جهت شما را میگویم که ملکوت خدا از شما گرفته شده به امتی که میوه اش را بیاورند عطا خواهد شد.
Yeah, the Israelites were not bearing fruit.
اسرائیلی ها میوه نیاوردند.
Yeah, they were not being that people that stood out among the nations.
اون قوم نبودند که ایستادند در ملت ها.
Saying, Lord God, pointing people to God.
جلال و حضور خداوند آوردند و بقیه را به حضور خداوند اشاره کردند.
And it's taken away from them, gifted to Christians.
از اونها گرفته شده به دست یهودی‌ها
دادند. Have Christians bear fruit.
آیا ثمره ها هم میده بارا مسیحی ها هم میده بارا بودند؟
And the answer is yes.
من میگم بله.
They did and still do.
خیلی ها بر ثمره ها بردن و همین
بردن. I know there is false Christianity.
مسیحیت دروغی.
But it's true believers.
ولی یک ایمان داره واقعی.
They've been bearing fruit over the ages.
سالها هر کدومشون برکات خودشون و ثمره خودشون.
And you are in Christ a part of it too.
و شماها که امروز به مسیح ایمان دارید نشانه اون ثمره نشانه اون و این نشون میده که پیام انجیل عیسی مسیح به اقوام دنیا به همه زبان ها رسیده
we are to continue the heritage.
و ما هم باید اون اسیهی رو که به دست آوردیم رو ادامه
بدیم
و باشیم اون قومی که قرار باشیم
منبتی
باشیم که ثمره به بار میاریم که دیگران رو با خداوند معرفی کنیم و با خداوند
نزدیک کنیم
آیه 12 رو با هم بخونیم و رفتار خودنیان امت ها شرافتمندانه بدارید در هر مان عمدی که شما را مثل بدکاران بدیدین از کارهای نیکی شما که خواهند دید در روز دیدار خدا را تمجید نمایند.
So how are we to do that?
چجوری باید این کار بکنیم؟
How are we to be the people?
چجوری میتونیم اون قوم را
تو تیم کنیم؟ Now having a good, honest conversation among the Gentiles.
رفتار خودمون در میان غیر یهودیت مندان شرافتمندانه.
Yeah, it's not going to give glory to God.
به جلالی به خداوند نمیده.
And you as one of his children.
شما یکی از بچه‌های
خداوند. Walk after the lust of the flesh.
همه زنا کنید. برید دنبال زنا
کنید. When people deal with you.
وقتی بقیه بیان با تو و با تو صحبت میکنن.
At least they should have the notion.
اول باید بدونن وقتی ببینن.
Yeah, you're actually good people.
تو آدم خوبی.
Yeah, don't give them a reason to blaspheme God.
دلیل بهشون ندین که به خداوند کفر کنن.
Do not be that rebel. Do not be that bad example.
بچه بد و بچه شیطان نباشید که بگن
Yeah, if your testimony is always that you're gossiping to
others,
you do not have a good report. Yeah, you don't have an honest conversation among the Gentiles. If you're cheating people, or business, or whatever, that's not a good report.
اسم خوبی نداری برای رفتار شرافتمندانه اما در اول در خداوند
زندگی
کنی کارهای نیکو انجام بدی
so they cannot say anything
نتونن هیچی بگن
and they have to acknowledge that you are a good person and it's hard to accuse people who are just nice good gracious to you and it's hard to accuse people of all kinds of things in life if they have a good testimony. Read verses 13 to 17.
هر منصب انسانی را به خاطر خداوند اطاعت کنید خواه پادشاه را که فوق همه است خواه فرمانروایان را که رسولان وی هستند برای انتقام کشیدن از بدکاران و تحسین نیکوکاران زیرا همین است اراده خدا که شما با نیکوکاری خود جهالت مردم بیفهم را ساکت نمایید مثل آزادگان اما نه مثل آنانی که آزادی خود را پوشش شرارت میسازند بلکه چون بندگان خدا همه مردمان را احترام کنید برادران را محبت نمایید از خدا بترسید پادشاه را احترام نمایید
yeah, so part of that honest conversation
قسمت اون رابطه
part of that witness that we are to have among the
Gentiles
it's submitting to the ordinances for the Lord's sake
برای خواست خداوند خیلی کارها را انجام
بدید do well Don't be a rebel in society. And it's not our purpose to just fight our government. Pray for them so we have peaceable lives. So we can do the God, good work that God has for us. Yeah, so we can freely share the gospel. So we can freely go to church. So we can raise godly in the new and godly generation.
Yeah.
It's not a purpose in life to just fight politics or fight for politics. Yeah. Every law you don't agree with because you think it's ungodly. No, don't waste your time fighting these instances, these institutes. Be busy doing God's work. Yeah, teaching the truth. And don't try to get it right every single time.
اون چیزی که حقتونه رو هر لحظه سعی نکنید.
Even if you know they're wrong.
اگر فکر میکنین که اشتباه.
Yeah, it's not worth the energy.
ارزش اون با نیرو و زمان شما رو
نداره. Centralize, reach the lost. وقتی
بذارید دنبال
گمشدگان بگردید.
حقیقت خدا رو اعلام کنید.
Let God sort them out.
بذارید خداوند حقتون رو بگیره. بذارید خداوند رو
رضایت بده.
شما ملکوت خداوند و نیکوکاری او رو اول قرار بدید.
Yeah, it's better to take the wrong. To take the lost.
اون گمشدگان رو
And do good. And have the praises of those governments.
و حتی دولت مندانی که شما رو میبینن بتون استخدام کنن.
Instead of being known as vigilantes against the government of Allah.
اون مردم همیشه رعیت خداوندن. همیشه رعیت خدا میبینن.
Don't be the tax evader.
اون کسی نباشی که سر مالیات کلا میزنی.
Even if you believe they're taxing you, you're right. حتی اگه
ایمان بگیم که ناعدالتی دارن مالیات
کلا میزنی.
یا حتی اگه فکر میکنی
the government uses your money wrong.
دولت داره از پول زیادی استفاده میکنه، علکی استفاده میکنه.
Just get Caesar's.
اون کسی که مال سیزره، اون رومیه.
Don't give occasion to the enemy.
اجازه نده دشمن از این
استفاده کنه. Submit to the authorities.
اطاعت کن از اون رهبر تو اون زمان.
For the Lord's sake.
به خاطر خداوند، نه به خاطر اینکه حرفش.
Do we obey the government and everything?
تو همه چیز از دولتمون باید اطاعت کنی؟
No.
نه.
We obey always the highest authority.
اول از همه اون بزرگترین قدرت دنیا را داشته
باشیم. And God.
خداوند.
If God, if the government
اگر چیزی میخواد که انجام بدی که ضد کلام خدا.
Against God's word.
طبق کلام خدا نی.
Do we obey? No.
نه نمی‌کنیم.
If the God forbids us to do things that God has commanded us to do.
اگر اون چیزی که خداوند به اون فرمان داده انجام بدی و دولت اجازه نده.
For example, we see the lost.
بری بیرون بعد با گم شدگان در مورد خدا
برد. Do we obey the government if it's
نمیده اون قانون. آیا اطاعت میکنم از در؟
No, we don't have civil disobedience.
No, اطاعت کنید.
Because we rather obey God than men.
اول از خداوند اطاعت میکنیم نه از انسان.
Yeah, but we live in Europe.
اما چون این پاس زندگی میکنیم.
And in this moment.
و الان در حال حاضر.
These things are hardly the case.
هیچ کدومش اینجوری نیست. اگر قانون وجود داره.
We are pretty free.
کاملا آزادیم.
And living out our lives without being hindered.
به همون زندگی میکنیم بدون اینکه آسیبی به همون
بزنیم. Keep praying for that.
ادامه بدید که این آزادی رو دارید. دعا کنید که آزادی رو
دارید. And just keep honor to what honors you.
و احترام بذارید به اون کسی که شما
احترام دارید. Let your conversation be good among the Gentiles. بذارید
صحبتتون و مشغولیتتون در غیر ایمانداران بالا باشه.
Read verses 18-20.
آیه 18 تا 20 رو بخونید. ای غلامان مطیع آقایان خود باشید با کمال ترس و نه فقط صالحان و مهربانان را بلکه کج‌خلقان را نیز زیرا این شایسته ستایش است که کسی برای وجدانی که چشم بر خدا دارد در وقتی که ناحق رنج می‌کشد دردها را متحمل شود.
Servants, be subject to your masters.
عزیزان کارگران آسوئی زیرا چه فرق دارد هنگامی که گناهکار بوده تازیانه خوردید و متحمل آن شوید اما اگر نیکوکار بوده رنج کشیده تحمل کنید این نزد خدا پسندیده است.
Servants of the equation to your masters.
غلامان مطیع آقایان خودتون
باشید. To those over you.
مطیع اون کسایی باشید که بالاتر
هستید. If you're under above at work, submit to them.
اگر سر کار رئیس دارین اطاعت کنین ازش.
In the home, children, submit to your parents. خونه
بچه‌ها اطاعت کنین از بچه مادر پدرانتون.
The wives, submit to your husbands.
خانم ها از همسراتون اطاعت کنین.
Yeah, submit into the higher power.
اون کسی که بالاتر از خداوند قرار داده اگر اطاعت کنه.
Only if you're good and gentle.
آدم خوبی بود اگر حرف درست میزد اطاعت کنی. نه.
Also when they're not gentle and good.
زمانی که نیستن هر زمانی که نیکوکار نیستن.
Yeah, there's no glory in suffering for wrongdoings that you actually did.
هیچ جلالی وجود نداره اگر سختی بهت وارد شه به خاطر کار بدی که کردی.
Yeah, but there is glory.
اما جلال وجود
داره. When you suffer for Christ.
وقتی برای مسیح سختی به خودت تحمل کنی.
Well, we are obeying God.
وقتی از خداوند اطاعت می‌کنی.
Being subject to our master.
میره که چه رئیس مقرر بگیری.
Yeah, we're sometimes not gentle and not good.
که بعضی وقتا خوب می‌شنی، با نیستن.
Yeah, we talked about it before. I'm a boss, shout at me. By both this or that.
رئیس همین کاره کرد. داد زد سرم. تو این کرده هم. اطاعت کنه.
For the Lord's sake.
اطاعت کنه ازش برای خدا.
Yeah, do everything into the Lord.
هر کاری که میکنیم برای خدا من هست.
Keep doing the right.
ادامه بدیم به نیکی.
Jesus is your boss.
رئیس اصلی که
میکنیم. But I'm suffering.
آخ سخته.
We'll see next verse. Christ is your example. He's suffering.
ایسای مسیح نمونه شما.
My husband is not gentle and good.
شوهر من نظر مهربونی نیست.
He is the most difficult person in the world.
مخمه.
That is not true.
Me?
My wife is already the most difficult person on this phone. So your husband comes second. I'm suffering. Christ suffered unjustly. Yeah. And he is our example. submit to him as unto the Lord. And again, of course, not doing things against God. Yeah? I have these horrible parents. They don't let me to do this or that. If the problem isn't horrible as you think they are. Yeah? They think I didn't like my parents forbid me to do and to watch. Yeah, I appreciate that today. And by the way, I never thought my parents were horrible anyway.
I love my parents.
Yeah. But regardless of how your parents are, submit to them in the Lord, for this is right. It's hard. Yeah. Therefore you need to grow.
Yeah.
Therefore you need to desire the milk of the Word of God, like a baby, on the pillow. Because reading the Word, listening to the teaching of God's Word, will strengthen your faith. It will help you to be the God example that can go through suffering and still do right. Yeah, and when we're not doing this, when we are walking after our fleshly lusts, yeah, we will not grow. Yeah, we will not be able to grow through these things. Our growth stops. You will have a character that does not be able to submit to somebody who is not gentle and good to you.
Yeah.
It takes maturity. Now go to verse 21, original 25. After Christ was not guilty, yet he suffered for the
unjust. و ما را نمونه گذاشت تا در اثر قدم های وی پیروی که هیچ گناه نکرد و فریبی در زبانش یافت نشد. چون او را دشنام میدادند دشنام پس نمیداد، چون عذاب میکشید تهدید نمینمود، بلکه خویشتن را به داور عادل تسلیم کرد که خود گناهان ما را در بدن خویش بردار متحمل شد تا ما نسبت به گناهان مرده به عدالت نیز نماییم که به دردهای او شفا یافتیم. از آن رو که مانند گوسفندان گمشده بودید اما اکنون به توی شبان و ناظر جانهای خود
برگشتید. Anyway?
آیا لایق بود که مسیح که اینجوری سختی
بکشه؟
No, بدون گناه بود.
But he did suffer.
اما رنج کشید.
While doing nothing wrong.
با این اشتباهی نکرده
بود. They mocked him. They hit him.
زدنه.
They lied about him. They scorched him. And they crucified him. Yeah, and Jesus is our example in suffering. So if you have to go through some suffering, because of some people over you, there's glory in that by obeying God. You're doing it because God has told you. God rewards that.
So
following his example. So thank God and praise him. If you do have a nice boss, be an extra blessing to him. Yeah, when you do have a godly husband,
who
loves you. If you have loving parents,
اگر
پدر
مادر
رو
بزرگی
برای اون برای کنید. اما اگر از نداری نمونه
تو مسیح باشه.
Amen.
آمین.